The nation's first Somali-American legislator was elected Tuesday, winning almost 80% of the vote in her Minneapolis district. Ilhan Omar ran virtually unopposed after her Republican opponent suspended his campaign for family reasons. She also defeated longtime state representative Phyllis Kahn in the primary. Dwahali Saikautau reports.
As soon as Ilhan Omar walked into her victory party, she was crushed with hugs and kisses from anyone who could touch her. For nearly 20 minutes, photographers tried desperately to capture the 34-year-old as she moved around the room in her white headscarf.
Hello, hello. Salaam alaikum.
That's Habon Abdullah, the executive director of the nonprofit Women Organizing Women.
Minneapolis said no to hatred, said no to the narrative of making America hate again. Minneapolis, you said Muslim women have a space in the governing body of our state. Thank you!
Ilhan Omar Thank sat you. In the front row, beaming with her husband Ahmed Hirsi, a child on her lap, and two other kids standing next to her. When Hirsi took to the stage, the crowd cheered when he praised strong Muslim women.
Let me tell you something. When you see a strong African woman, Muslim woman, don't be afraid. No. Appreciate that. Don't be afraid. Appreciate that. That's the motto. That's the new 2016.
Omar began her speech by honoring her grandfather. She would interpret for him while attending political events as a teenager. Omar then thanked groups that helped elect her as the first East African woman to the state legislature.
Our campaign has been about more than just uniting a district, more than winning back the House, more than making history. Our campaign has been about shifting narratives, restoring hope, and reestablishing access in our democracy.
She said she'd work on an agenda focused on justice and the common good, zero waste, and renewable energy.
And we will never stop fighting for a democracy that works for all of us, for a prosperous and equitable Minnesota that we can all be proud of. I will never give up fighting for you, and I hope you never give up fighting for me. Thank you all.
Omar's mentor and friend, Minneapolis Councilmember Andrew Johnson, said he knew long ago that the Somali American would make history.
I had no doubt that Ilhan would get here. The big question is, what's the path an individual takes? And I think that she's just naturally such a great leader.
Mohamed Omar Jama couldn't agree more. The former Somali diplomat is 90 years old and said he was overjoyed.
I never thought that we, a Somali lady who came as a refugee, can get through all the hurdles and difficulties to get elected to Minnesota parliament. That's wonderful.
It's wonderful, Jama said. Just wonderful. Dwahli Saikautau, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.